going to be fun about music, like I talked about in the beginning of the show. Getting back into music just for the cathartic hobby aspect of it. Yeah, she attributes that a lot of that process to working on this project with Tim Presley and, just listening to Tim Presley's music in general, that he seems to have such a good time with it. There's a certain fun, entertaining energy that comes through on a lot of his releases. Even though they are pretty out there, it seems like they're out there just because he's entertained by that. It's just really cool to hear the two of them working together on such a strangely catchy project. We're going to be checking out the very angular, no-wavy track Hermits on Holiday from the first record they released together. First of two. But before we get there, from Caitlibon's second record, we're going to be checking out a track called Fold the Cloth.
We'll be right back. Hiking in lightning. Hiking in lightning.
Speck Brothers Pizza, joined to and supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on speckbros.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. If you're looking for another show to check out on WRCT, consider tuning into Dr. OC's Tembo Sound Show. The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely crafted radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar-practitioner Dr. Oscar Ridoli on WRCT Pittsburgh on Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. For playlists of past shows, visit serato.com/playlist/tembo_sounds. Another show you can consider tuning into is Law & Disorder. Law & Disorder is a weekly independent radio program. Law & Disorder Radio gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, right to dissent, and the practices of the U.S. government. Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Ah, 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 ah.
Hey, you're still tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. This is a show called Nuclear Tapes. It's hosted by me, Claude Glass. On this show, we attempt to map the musical genome, digging into a certain artist's DNA. And on today's episode, that means looking at the wonderful music of Kate LeBon. Our first three sets have looked at some of her most obvious influences, and that third set looked at a few of her contemporaries, ending with her collaborative project with Tim Presley called Drinks. If you want to see anything on that set list, feel like you missed anything, or you want to listen to an archive of past episodes, it's always posted over on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes and over on the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. If you have any questions or comments, concerns, suggestions for future shows, you can email me at reptiliansnackrecords@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, whatever you're thinking. On these next two sets, we are going to look at some of the modern music that seems to be partially inspired by Kate LeBon, or at the very least, draws from a similar set of influences as Kate LeBon, synthesizing elements of angular, unexpected outsider rock, sensitive and personal, introverted 60s folk, and psychedelic rock, kind of more generally. You know, bands like the Velvet Underground, stuff like that. So first, we are going to hear the solo record from Bridget Dawson. Bridget Dawson and the Mothers Network. The album's called Ballet of Apes. Bridget Dawson is a member of the incredibly prolific band led by John Dwyer, the OCs. Although I guess they might be currently going by OCs, OCS. They've gone by a lot of names. But personally, I love moments in the OCs' discography where they're not afraid to get a little bit more gentle. Of course, everybody knows that they can totally rock out, shred. But yeah, when they aren't afraid to really lean into the songwriting and just show off a little bit more of those gentle textures, some more folksy guitar tones, things like that, which I think they do really well on the live record Hounds of Foggy Notion. We played a track from that last week, or no, 2 weeks ago. We played a track from that recently. But I think this solo record from Bridget Dawson really shows a lot of those elements. It's like an entire record of that. The moments from OC's records that I really love. So coming across this record was just such a welcome surprise. A very cool psychedelic folk record. It was just released last year in 2020. Definitely worth a listen if this track appeals to you. We're going to be hearing track two called The Fool. Moving on from there, we're going to be checking out a song by Megabog from their 2019 release, Dolphine. We'll listen to I Hear You Listening. Much like Kate LeBon's music, this record from Megabog is not afraid to work in some really unexpected, unconventional instrumentation into a decently poppy song structure. Yeah, a sort of similarly dynamic, intelligently constructed song. Reminds me of a lot of my favorite parts of Kate LeBon's music. I'd be surprised if Megabog wasn't a fan. Then we're going to end this set with a wonderfully poppy indie rock track, a collaborative project between Golden Suns and Warpaint. Warpaint's been around for quite a while in the sort of indie rock live scene, opening for a lot of high-profile acts, appearing on some prominent TV music shows and stuff like that. I thought it'd be interesting to add a Warpaint song to the set list because Kate LeBon has collaborated with the drummer in that band, Stella Mazgawa. Warpaint makes some excellent kind of artsy rock that reminds me of a lot of my favorite parts of the sort of mid-2000s indie rock boom. Some really soaring, atmospheric indie pop with psychedelic elements. And yeah, the track that we're going to be checking out is one of their most recent, that collaborative project. It just came out this year, 2021. It's called Empty. But before we get there, one more track from Kate LeBon. This one's called The Light. It's also on 2019's Reward.
crazy Kermit in the hole. Shadow blankly bleeds, piano stumbling. I forgot all your songs. Once at home I got the call. Sitting shirtless like a man.
I feel it tempts me, and my heart is empty. So stand in front of the people.
Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm Claude Glass. This is Nucleotapes. On today's episode, we are digging into the records and career of Welsh musician Kate Laban. If you want to see anything from our previous sets or listen to an archive of past episodes, it's always posted over on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes and the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. We just heard a set of modern bands that draw from similar influences as Kate Laban or are inspired by Kate Laban. Some of her collaborators and friends. But yeah, mostly just bands that kind of draw from similar places of influence. And I would suspect probably draw some influence from Kate Laban in a really primary way, a really direct way. We're going to keep that rolling in the next set here. And we're going to start things off with a local band. One of my favorite local bands, Glamhand. From their most recent EP, Glumhum, we're going to be checking out a track called Dylan, which features a stripped down, almost minimal guitar part and vocal, kind of proving that you can make some pretty psychedelic, evocative stuff, and you don't have to rely on a mountain of effects or, yeah, just hiding behind a mountain of reverb or anything like that. It's got a really delightful analog quality to it. I think what struck me about Glamhand immediately after seeing them at a couple of local shows, I don't know, on basic terms, just the quality of the songwriting. It's quality in a way that I feel like you don't often see in a local band, which is the basic elements of the song are there, you know, it's all stuff that's really good sound to songwriting, but it's not trying too hard, it's not overcomplicating things, it's not just a mountain of really convoluted, overly poetic allusions or something like that. It manages to retain this tongue-in-cheek sense of humor. I just think it's so rare to see somebody at a local show that's writing songs that are seriously good, but also don't take themselves too seriously. And yeah, I think this track is an excellent example of that. Has a definite VU vibe, or a Tim Presley vibe. I think, I know that the members of the band are fans of Kate Laban, I just saw them post something online about how they just put up a set of songs that they recorded sort of pre-pandemic at a live show at Government Center, which I attended. It was a great show. If you want to listen to any of those tracks, the link is posted over on their Instagram page, Glamhand Band, which will take you to their Bandcamp page, glamhand@bandcamp.com. Cool stuff is happening in the town that you live in. Moving on from there, we're going to check out a 2017 track from Carl Del Forno from an EP titled The Garden. Similarly psychedelic, but takes a much different approach, whereas in that Glamhand song, you can very easily identify the instruments that are being played in this Carl Del Forno track. I don't know that I can concretely identify anything musical that's happening in the song. It still manages to be kind of poppy and hooky, but even the drums are, like, not really drums. They're being put through some weird filter or some... It sounds like they're being piped into a metal box with contact mics in it or something. It's just some very mid-heavy drums that I can't really pinpoint. Even the guitar sound is just like sort of weird swells of feedback. An excellent collage of experimental sounds that still managed to come across in a really poppy and interesting way. Her 2019 record is definitely also worth checking out. Maybe a little bit more straightforward than the track we're about to hear. That one's called Look Up Sharp. Definitely looking forward to seeing where she goes from here and what's next for her career. After that, probably the poppiest, most easily identifiably modern tracks of this set list, which is going to come from Becca Mancari from her recent 2020 release, The Greatest Part. We're going to be checking out the first track from that, entitled Hunter. Yeah, it's a wonderful experimental pop record. Some really cool guitar tones on that. I just love the super compressed fuzz guitar sound on this thing. Definitely worth checking out the lyrics and the vocal repetition on a lot of the tracks. Especially track 7, Lonely Boy, really are ear-catching. I think I just picked this one because it's a little bit more angular and gets at that, kind of oblique approach that Kate Laban adopts on a lot of her songs as well. Then we're going to be closing our set off with an artist called Astral Brain, who I just kind of randomly stumbled upon on Instagram as I was putting this show together, and I thought, whoa, this is actually a great... I need one more song, and this is a great fit for our show. And then I noticed that they had some Spotify playlists that were posted on their account that were just lists of artists that I really love. So I had to message them and just be like, I can't believe you're into, you're making like psych folk. It's really cool. You're also into Piero Emiliani, who's like my favorite, one of my favorite soundtrack composers. And they just said that, yeah, he was also their favorite Italian soundtrack composer, which maybe that sounds super niche and specific to everyone else in the world. But to me, I was like, yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah, they just seem like kind of fellow music nerds, excited to see what songs they put out in the future. They just released a cover of a Beach Boys track, California Girls, in 2020. We're going to be checking out a single from 2019 called 5,000 Miles. A really cool experimental psychedelic pop or psychedelic folk song. But before we get there, we're going to hear our last Kate LeBond song of the night. The closing track from her 2016 release, Crab Day. The song's called What's Not Mine.
Thank you.
say I'm gonna hunt you down. I'm gonna hunt you down. I am the prophet. Hey, I am the savior. Well, I am the prophet. Hey, I am the savior. Letters in the mailbox say I'm gonna hunt you down. Letters in the mailbox.
DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting off this show with Like Chorus Chorus and the tune Shirabi from the release Chi You. You could see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.